I'm Rona Tarrant. Cardinal George Pell has been found guilty of sexual offences in Australia, making him the highest-ranking Catholic figure to receive such a conviction. A jury found Pell abused two choir boys in the rooms of a Melbourne cathedral in 1996. He had pleaded not guilty. The verdict was handed down in December but was not widely reported until now due to legal reasons. Pell is due to be sentenced tomorrow. His lawyers say they will appeal against the conviction. Pope Francis will soon publish a new set of laws and guidelines concerning child protection for Vatican City State. That's according to Father Federico Lombardi, who served as moderator at last week's four-day Vatican Summit on the Protection of Minors. He also said a handbook for bishops prepared by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith will also be available in the coming weeks. President Trump is in Hanoi, Vietnam for his second summit meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump said he expected a tremendous summit amid hopes for a deal that would lead the North Korean leader to give up his nuclear weapons. National Security Advisor John Bolton said 2 months ago that a second summit was needed because North Korea had yet to live up to the commitments it made last June in Singapore. A new study has found that Catholic foundations have been growing at near record rates over the past 2 years. The report was from Wilmington Trust, which helps non-profits manage their finances. The report says that from 2011 to 2018, 23% of the total number of Catholic foundations in the US were started. The total assets for surveyed Catholic foundations more than doubled since the last report in 2016, expanding from $4.6 billion to $9.5 billion in 2 years. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.